Okay, we are picking up five lines from the top of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph with the words of Ne'emar Kan. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ila Nishmas Shulam Espas Yaakov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara is now quoting a Braisa which has another halacha that's relevant to the halachas of Hataras Nedarim. The Gemara points out Ne'emar Kan Zeh Davar. Ne'emar Kan is the reference to what we're learning. What are we learning about Nedarim? The Pasuk says Vaydaver Moshe El Roshe Hamatos of Nei Israel Emor Zeh Davar Shartzi Vashem. And then it continues Ish Ki Yidur Neder Right Lashem Moshe Vashavu and Asher Lo Yachad Davar Kuchol Apiv Yotzer Yaseh. So that Pasuk is referring to Hataras Nedarim. It says Zeh Davar. This is the thing. Ve'ne'emar La'alan Zeh Davar B'Shchut Echutz. As the Pasuk says Daber El Aron Vel Bnav El Bnei Yisrael Emar Talayam Zeh Davar Shartzi Vashem. Limor, and the continuation of those psukim are also talking about being makriv korbanos outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Really, the psukim itself actually talking about outside the Mishkan. We learn from there that the same halacha would apply to someone who is makdish, an animal which is going to be supposed to be shechted in the Beis Hamikdash, makdish chutz Beis Hamikdash. That is iser dereisanal, and that's iser karis. For doing such a thing, you're only allowed to do it during the times of the Mishkan, in the Mishkan, and during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash. So, that is what's called Shchut Echutz. So why are they similar? So there's a Gzera Shava between the two. Ma Shchut Echutz Aron Uvana V'chol Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Daber El Aron Vel Mana Vel Kol B'nei Yisrael. All of Chol Yisrael is included in this Iser. Af Parshas Nedarim Aron Uvana V'chol Yisrael. So too with regards to Hataras Nedarim. Being able to be Matir Neder says that you are even people who are regular people, part of Klal Yisrael, that'll be Matar Neder. However, Ma'kan Rosh Matos, but with regards to Nedarim, it says specifically the heads of the tribes, those people are the Chashuvim, Rosh Matos, so those people are more Chashuv, to exclude regular people, Hadiotos. So the Gemara says, Aflal and Rosh Matos, so too with regards to Shechting, there's going to be a special halacha that the Gemara is going to mention by Shchut Echutz. So the Gemara says, Parshas Darim L'may Hilchasa. So what halacha are we learning Zera Shava connecting Aravana V'chol Yisrael? To teach you Amaravacha Bar Yaakov La'achshir Shlusha Adiotos. To tell us that three regular people, not anyone special, just regular average Yidden, men, Telafuke Katan and Isha, but men are going to be able to be on the panel of the judges, the three judges, to be able to be annulling a vow and do a Taras Nadar. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Behar Rosh Matos, because wait a second, it says specifically, the heads of the Matos, so the heads of the people of the tribe, specifically the Chashuvim, only the experts are allowed to be Matir Neder to Nolava, not a regular Hedyotos, not a regular guy. So how can you tell me that Xerosava teaches the Halacha that even Hedyotos are Mutter? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Chista Vitem Rabbi Yochanan, there is a special Halacha that we say Rosh Matos, that's teaching you B'yachid Mumcha. That teaches you that when it comes to, if you want to only use one judge, so you can only use a single judge who's an expert, only a Yachid Mumcha, that is the only judge that's allowed to be used. Since Gzeira Shava is teaching you that Hedyotos are allowed and they're kosher for being Matir Neder, it must be teaching you that there's, when you say Rosh Hamatos, there's a different halacha Rosh Hamatos is coming to teach you. So that's teaching you that if you only want to use one, then you must use you have to use someone who is Rosh Hamatos, then he has to be an expert. So the Ran points out that while these are telling us Hedyotos does have some three Hedyotos really are the same halachas as one single judge. So that why don't you tell us that maybe you would require three mumchim? So you could say that, or even if you say two, maybe just regular two. Why do you have to come on to three? Ram's really more than bother. Why are you coming to three? You need like a formal basin. So the Ram points out, lechora, it's just a svara that once we assume it's different, meaning the Ram's just bothered by the question. I don't know if I'm saying this clearly, so I'm just saying it clearly right now. The Ram's bothered by it. We see that yachid mumche masha inkein, it says Rosh Matos, that the hadyotos are kosher. So the Ram says, why do you need three? Maybe two is enough. Why don't you just have two Hedyotos? Why are you learning three? So the Ran says, just as far as Shuta, we always have three. Three is like a basin that creates, that would be the normal logical assumption that you should require three, even though it's not really explicit that that should be, maybe two should have been kosher. Really, no, we're saying three is the more logical reasoning. So now the Gemara goes on to that's what we learn with regards to the halachas of Nedarim. Now, how does it apply to Shchut Echutz? to sacrificing an animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Rosh HaMatos B'Shchut Echutz L'Mahelcha. So what halacha, what's the purpose that it's Rosh HaMatos? Amar Sheshes L'Mar Sheyesh Sheila B'Hektesh. To tell you this for halacha, that we can be able to be Matir Neder, we're able to ask the Chacham to uproot our Neder with regards to that you made a mistake, you didn't want to do it, and whatever, find a Pesach, to be able to be Matir the Neder. That, like we see, because when a person is makdish an animal, we've come on to this a few times already in this Masechta, we've seen this concept that when you're makdish an animal, it's a form of a neder. So the Gzeir Shav is teaching us that the Rosh HaMatos, that with regards to this point, that Rosh HaMatos are able to be matir in the neder, even with regards to kachin. Now, I would have thought the Karen Ora explains why would I have thought that way. The Karen Ora asks, why would you think that hektish is just a form of a neder? No, because hektish is very chomer. Hektish is very chomer, so that's why you would have thought that it's not Shaykh to have a tara by Nedarim. The others explain why do you have to even ask the question? Then we're going to see the Shita Beishamai is going to say in a moment that there is no She'ela Behektish. So they're going to understand that there is no Hatara. So that's why you need a. What was the Karen Ora's even Kasha? Okay, that's a question. But either way, the Gemara is assuming right now that if Rosh HaMatos is able to be Matir Neder, and even though the Ran points out, though, we see that, according to the Ran, we only see that a Yachid Mumcha works, but we see the Yachid Mumcha is always going to be on the same level as Shlosh Adyotos, so Shlosh Adyotos also is going to work for the Halachas of being Matir Hektish as well. So the Gemara continues, Levit Shammai da Amar Ein Shalah Behektish. However, according to Levit Shammai, you understand, there is no such thing as She'ela Behektish. As the Ran quotes, that the Gemara Nazir and Daflam and Abiyas tells us, that Beit Shammai understand that being makdish something b'shogeg, you didn't mean to, if you makdish it, is still considered hektish. So according to them, then to be matir them is never going to be okay, because that's the whole idea of a matir is find a pesach that you wouldn't do it was a mistake. That obviously is not going to be able to be matir the neder because it doesn't work. So there is no hatara for hektish. So the Gemara says, why then, according to Beit Shammai, Rosh HaMatos Tichsiv B'Shchut Echutz L'Mai Hilchasa? What's the purpose of figuring out what is the Gzeirah Shava coming to teach me of Shchut Echutz? That the Gzeirah Shava is teaching us, according to Beis Hillel, that we say that you could be Matir Hektish if it was accidental. However, according to Beis Shammai, where you can't, so what is this Gzeirah Shava coming to teach me? So where it says Beis Shammai, Leis Gzeirah Shava, we know Gzeirah Shava is only if you have a Masorah from your Rebbeim. That's a Shaila exactly. Do you have a Masorah on those words, a Masorah on the amount? And the amounts were different, they had a different Gzeirah Shava, whatever it is, we had a Masorah for it. So they didn't have this Masorah to have this Gzeirah Shava. So Gemara says, Zeh Adavar, Parshas Dorim, the Maik Siv. So when the Beis Shammai doesn't learn the Gzeirah Shava, then in their halacha, what's the idea of Zeh Adavar by Nedarim? So the Gemara points out, Lomar Chacham Matir V'ein Baal Matir, to teach us that a Chacham is able to annul a Neder, but a husband is not allowed, he can only do Hafara, he can't do Hatara. And when Baal Mefer, however, husband is able to remove the neder, right, Mekan Lahaba, and Chacham can't be Mefer, as we saw in yesterday's daf, that is even going to be Ma'akiv. That is even going to Ma'akiv B'dievet, that if they say the wrong Lashon, the Baal says Mutarlach, that's not good, and if it's not going to be okay, even B'dievet, and if the Chacham says Mufarlach instead of Mutarlach, it also wouldn't be Chal. So that's an important point. The Ran asks a very strong question over here. The Ran asks, according to Beis Hillel, that we learn the Gzeirah Shava, so how, How are we learning the Zeh Adavar in the Darim is not Mufnehu, right? Because talking about Shchut Echutz is not Mufneh. So then, meaning at the end of the day, that this halacha over here, the Ilur Zeh Adavar was teaching us through the concept of Gzeirah Shava, that this halacha would be that the Gzeirah Shava teaches you to be able to matir neder. So how do I know the Zeh Adavar, that the Lashonos, this drasha that Beis Shammai is using? So the Ran says, because there's a concept called Mufna Mitzad Echad, Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. Dahainu, that if we have a Gzeirah Shava, where the word itself is extra, so not only is a Gzeirah Shava, but that word was extra, and then in the other place also it's extra, so that's what's called Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. That halacha is that we're not even allowed to be Meshev on that. If you have a Gzeirah Shava on a word that was a Riboy, that the word didn't even mention at all, so it just said, like, let's say, Ode. It's extra. You don't need the word Ode. You don't need the word Ode. You need the Pasek, whatever it may have been. So since that word is extra, and then the word is extra in the second context also, the halacha is, you're not allowed to be Meshivin. L'meidin v'ein Meshivin. You learn that Gzeirah Shava, so you have to accept it. However, it's Mufna Mitzarechad, You can learn the Gzeirah Shava. However, if a person doesn't have that Masorah for that Gzeirah Shava, they can reject such a Gzeirah Shava. So that's why it makes sense that Rabbi Shammai didn't have this Gzeirah Shava, because it's a Mufna Mitzad Echad, and the Beis Hillel did accept it because they had this Masorah to have the Gzeirah Shava. So Gemara says, now Zeh HaDavar B'Shchut Echutz L'Mai Ksev. Then according to Rabbi Shammai, why does it say Zeh HaDavar? This is the thing, okay? This is the Lashon of Amirut. What's it coming to teach me? So the Gemara says, Lomar Al Shchita Chaya Vol Ein Al Malika. It's coming to exclude Malika from being chayav, if you do it outside the base of English. What is Malika? Malika is a process which they used to kill, not kill, they used to be offering to be makriv, the ophos, the birds, in the base of Migdash. Instead of doing shchita, they used to thumb, right? They used to grow their thumbs very long, and they would shach the animal's neck with their thumbnail. So this is the halacha. So I would have understood that if this is the way you do it in the Beis HaMikdash, so I would have thought that Malika should be Chayev outside the Beis HaMikdash, Midoreis as well. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, we learn Zeh HaDavar teaching you know, don't only Shechita is going to be Chayev outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to be Sirkaris. However, Malika would not be Chayev. So Beis Hillel, who apparently, they're understanding that Malika on an oaf outside the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be an Isser of understanding of those who are going to be doing shchita outside the machane, it's a machane, that is not shchita. It's still malika, even though it was kosher based on English, I wouldn't have the avamina, and therefore they don't need to have that drasha. And then you have a riboy to be able to learn the gzeirah shava, as I mentioned before, the mufna mitzad echad. That's how Beis Hillel will learn it. The Gemara now goes back to according to Beis Shammai though, elo Beis Shammai lehach shir shlosha hediotos min alan. According to Beis Shammai, where do we know that we're supposed to be able to be kashering three hediotos, right? According to Beis Hillel, we learn this from the Gzeirah Shava, and Beis Shammai does not learn the Gzeirah Shava, so how are they going to learn this halacha? So the Gemara says, no. They're going to learn it now from a different drasha that we see in the name of Ravasi Barnasan. As the pasuk says, Vaydaber Moishes Moyade Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. That's our girsa. It may have been in the Ranas. Different girsa, but that's our girsa, the pasuk that Hashem, Moshe declared the Chagim of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. Vatanya, and it was taught in Aretan. I mean, not a question, but we turn a brace regarding this pasuk. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Moadai, Moadai Ne'emru. The Chagim were said, Velo Ne'emra Shabbos Bereishis Imayim. Shabbos Bereishis is always just a term that we use for Shabbos. Why do we call Shabbos Bereishis? Because the very first Shabbos during Ma'aseh Bereishis, the 6 days, what made Shabbos Kaddish for all of eternity. So that's why we call it Shabbos Bereishis. But either way, so the Gemara is understanding that Rabbi Yossi Aglili means to say that when the Torah tells us the Chagim, it does not discuss Shabbos together with them. To teach us a halacha. What? There's going to be a halacha. Benazi Omer Moadei Namru. The passage of Nedarim was not said with regards to Moyadim, with regards to the Chagim. Rav Asi Bernasan Kashal Yamas Nisan. Rav Asi Bernasan found this. What is the Bryce teaching us over here? Asla Nadar la Kamid Rav Sheshes. He came to Nadar to discuss this Bryce of Rav Sheshes. What exactly is going on? Velashkechai couldn't find Rav Sheshes because Rav Sheshes apparently got to Mechoza, Ron points out. Asa Bashan the Mechoza, so therefore he heard that he went to Mechoza. He didn't really run. The Gemara seems to indicate that way. So he went to Mechoza to find Rav Sheshes. Amar Leiser says to him, Moyade Hashem Nemru Velo Nemra Shabbos Bereishis Mahen. So what does it mean? Rabbi Yossi says it's Lashon that the Chagim are mentioned, but the Shabbos was not mentioned together with them. For what? Halacha. Vaksiv Shabbos Iman. But it does say Shabbos. The Torah tells us the in the middle of those plukim, it says Sheish Yamam Tavaisik Matacha Yamam Shabbos Matacha. Right? And then we continue with the Chagim. Vesu Mayad Hashem Namru Velo Namra Parshas Nidarmim. What does Benazi mean when he says the Chagim of Hashem were said, but not the, and the Nidarm were not mentioned with them? Vaha Misitra Ksiva. The idea of being Matir and Neder is written in that context, right? We discuss Chagim, the Korbanos of the Chagim, and thereafter, as we mentioned, the concept of being Matir Nedarim, so they are mentioned together. So what's going on over here in this Praisa? Amar Leis, Rosh Hashanah says back to him, Hachik Tani. This is what the writer is telling us. Rosh Hashanah is explaining that the Praisa doesn't mean to say that Shabbos, Bereishis, and Hataras Nedarim were not discussed with the Chagim. Rather, it's telling us that certain halachas are mentioned by Chagim, are unique to the Chagim, and would not apply to Shabbos. So that's what we're saying right now. So the Gemara is turning on to the next one now says, Mayade Hashem, Tzrichin Kiddush Beistin. And when it comes to Mayade Hashem, you need to be Makdish them. That's Elamad Hashem, Mekir Kodesh, Hashem, Tikro Sambe Mo'adim. So the word Osam is telling you that only we're learning Atem, you yourselves, meaning that that's how all of the, right, that's the, whenever you establish, and that was a whole story with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, the famous story in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, They had a different cheshbon for when Rosh Hashanah is going to come. So he told them on Yom Kippur, on your day of Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah said maybe made him come. Rabbi Gamliel made him come on his day of, and he was very mitzar until he saw Rabbi Akiva. And quoting this pasuk, that we're learning atem that we are the ones who are affecting the chagim. It's so much koach that we have, and nowadays which we don't have, based in Mekadosh Alpiria anymore. So what Hillel was misakin in the time of the Gemara was misakin that we the set calendar. So how is it chal? It's machlokas the Rambam and the Ramban bizman hazeh. According to, I believe it's the Ramban, if I'm not mistaken, that the Ramban understands that those who live in Eretz Yisrael, the very first ones who are announcing when the Chodesh is, they really are doing. They're the ones who are mekayim the din, even though we're doing shlichusayu of what they did. As opposed to the Rambam understands, no, that Hillel was the one who was already established it, and he had the ability to mekadesh all the. I don't know if there's afkaminas, it probably is. I don't remember. Rosh Chodesh was machlokas a lot, but when he was the one who was mesakin it, and he created all the Rosh Chodeshim for until Yomos Mashiach. Okay, so that's what. Anyway, that's what's going on with Zman Hazeh. So we see that that's how we're with the Moadim, as opposed to Shabbos Parashas, Ein Tzricha Kiddush Beis Din. We don't need Klal Yisrael to be Mekadosh it in order for it to be Kadosh. Shabbos is Ba Me'elav. That's why we see Shabbos comes the exact time. It has nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. So the Gemara says, Moadim Hashem Tzricha Mumche. The Moadim Hashem require that the judge be an expert judge in order to be Makdish the month. Ein Parts in Dorim Tzricha Mumche. But Nedarim do not require an expert judge in order to be matir them. Afilu based in Nedotos, even regular three people could do it. So then, but when Raz is telling us that Mayade Hashem, Nemru, and Lo Parshas Nedarim, he's telling us that when the Torah tells us to be makdish with three mumchim, it refers specifically to the chagim, but not Nedarim. Nedarim are not needed, you don't need mumchim. Only Yachin mumchim is good enough. So the Gemara's understanding of Yosef Glil ben Azai as the word of Eila. Eila Ma'ad Hashem HaKadosh Shetikro Samem Ma'adam. So we're learning out that from Eila is coming to Afuke something, something to exclude something. What's it coming to exclude? Since Shabbos and Nedarim are discussed together with the Chagim, we're assuming that this Eila is coming to exclude a certain halacha in reference to those two. So we're learning Shabbos doesn't need to be Mekudesh at all Pi Hari'iyah or announcing when Shabbos is Kadavis and Ria, just when Shabbos would be. We don't have to announce it formally. Obviously, like the reminders and the alarms in Eretz Yisrael, obviously, should be reminded. We're saying, Alpiyah Lacha, though. We didn't derive, so you don't have a chiv to do it, as opposed to, to be makdish, the mekadish, the chagim, that would, in fact, require a based in of mumchim. So the Gemara says, V'ha parshas darm roshe matas ksiv, but by nedarim, it does imply that only expert judges can be used to be matir nedarim, not regular people, not idiotus. So how can we understand that Zeh Davar is teaching us that even Hedyotos should be kosher? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista V'Tamer Rabbi Yochanan B'Yachid Mumche, teaching us, you're right, it's teaching us that it implies a expert in terms of that an expert, a single expert is able to be Matir Neder on his own. As opposed to Hedyotos require three, that's what we're learning from Ben Azai. So we see, since Ben Azai learns that even Hedyotos are kosher to be Matir Nedarim, and the phrase of Rosh HaMatos is teaching us that only a Yachid Mumche is allowed, we must understand that Hedyotos are going to be really kosher, but they don't have the same koyach as a Yachid Mumche. The Hainu, a Yachid Mumche could be alone, as opposed to a Hedyotos, which are going to be allowed to be done with three. So that's what we see. So the Ram just points out, he has a long arichos over here, discussing the Shittas of the Rambam, that it implies from the Gemara over here that the difference between Kiddush HaChodesh and being Matir Nedarim is only that we require three Mumchim, as opposed to Hadaras Nedarim, you only need one mumche. So what is considered a mumche? They seem to be the same. So we know beferish when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, that if you want to be called a mumche, it has to have smicha. Smicha, Rosh Hashanah, like to say, like, we don't have smicha, but it's manazeh. Smicha was that the original Moshe Rabbeinu, putting his hands on Yoshua, Yoshua Masal as a kinim, was the formal point that a person, after he was learned the proper halachas, his Rebbe would put his hands on his head, and give him the ability to continue being pastor in Shailas, like the Gzelos, Vechavels, all those different things are done only with Yachid Mumche, Alpi Ikar Adin. So like Knas and things like that can only be done with the Mumche. So too, Kiddush HaChodesh is only done with the Mumche. So it seems that Pashat, if you have a Yachid Mumche Bezman Hazeh, you would need someone Asmicha. The problem that the Ran was dealing with Be'arichos is that he quotes the Shita of the Rambam, which learns in Hilchos Shavuos, that anybody's a Rav Muvak is Mutter to be Yachidi. So, Lachor is very big kasha from our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to imply based on the concept that we're learning it from Kedusha Chodesh, that it needs to be somebody who actually, in fact, had smicha. So the Iran just points out, no, there we learn out specifically because it says Lashon of Elohim. Elohim as not being God. It's not saying Elohim. Elohim over here is a judge. It says Elohim, Elohim three times. So those that we learn out from there, you need it as opposed to the drasha by Hatarsan. We don't find such a drasha. We're not going to learn that halacha the same that you would need. You do need a mumcha, but the mumcha can mean two different things in two different places. That's a longer richos. He gets back and forth with it. He has kashas, but that's etzem. The run discusses in the long run over here about the Rambam. So the Gemara continues. So now the Gemara continues with another halacha. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ashosik almanas lamenkas. If a husband who heard his wife's neder on that day, he remained silent in order, only lamenkas, in order to be provocative with her, to bother her, that he really, as the Ram points out, he's being quiet only to make her think that he wants to be making the neder. In fact, though, he has no intention of being making the neder or keeping it. So the Gemara's mechadish, mefer hafilu mikan viad asara yamim. You're allowed to be mefer in the neder even 10 days from now. When we say the halacha of biyom shama, obviously that he knows the pasuk, the because on biyom shama you only have, you're right, that's only when he was silent in, he was accepting the neder. But if the silence over here clearly was, he did not want to keep the neder, he was just doing it to bother her, then he'd be allowed to do it. And even many days later, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina. Now the Gemara asks Meisi Rava. Rava is a kasha from the Braisa. So the Braisa, we already learned this. The Mishnah told us that if the husband and the husband who is an arus of the Nara dies, his right to be matir her neder goes back to the father if she's still in Iran, she's not done the suin yet. So the Braisa is going to, over here, the Braisa that we saw, continues on that ruling and discusses more of it. So the Braisa says, Mesi Rava, Emasai Amru Mesa Bal Nisrokner Shuslav, when did we say this halacha that if the husband and if Arusa dies, that the right transfers back to the father in that very neder, and you don't need the husband anymore? Because he's dead, obviously. Bizman shalo shama bal. It's when he didn't hear about the neder before he dies. Oh, where the gift says it's just shama, and it's just shama v'shasak v'hefer o shama v'shasak umes bo bayam. Or if he heard about the neder and he was mefer it, or he heard about the neder and was silent on that day, but he died in the middle of the day. So the Mishnah is telling us that these are going to be accepted. These are going to be ruled. This is when we assume that the transference of the right to be matir the neder goes from the father, from the husband, who had to do it together with the father, to the back to being the sole rishus of the father. However, the Gemara says, "Aval shama v'kiyam." If the husband hears about her neder, hears about the neder, and he is making the neder, he says explicitly that it should be confirmed. Oh, shishama v'shasak umeis biyom shalachav. Or he heard about the neder and he was silent on the very, and he died the next day. So he already had biyom shama was expired. Eino yachalei. For the father can no longer be matir such a neder because the arus had. In essence, he'd been making the neder. So Gemara points out, my love is shosek almanas lemekas lemekat. Are we not talking about a halacha where the husband is remaining silent in order to bother her? Since why would we assume that? The Ram says, well, why would you assume that this is the very case? Maybe it's just talking about he was silent because he wanted to accept it. No, because the Braisa implies, because it doesn't qualify it at all, that the husband was silent and he died the following day. And he was silent no matter what. It implies that whatever the silence was, in all cases of being silent, of being shosik, the halacha should be that that is considered a confirmation, even if he was doing it lemekat. So meaning, it doesn't mean that that he was dafka had the kavanah to be lemekat. It means even. It implies that since it's always going to be good, then here also. So the Gemara says, lo, b'shosik almanas lekayim. The Braisa must be referring to a case where he is remaining silent in order to confirm the neder. By thinking in his heart that he's going to be making the neder, to keep the neder. So the Gemara says, "Hachi hainu osham avikim." If that's the case, this is identical to the case that we said if you heard about it and he later it wants to be make him the neder. We learn in the Braisa that in that case you don't. It's not necessary for one to express his hakama verbally. It's effective even if he thinks it in his heart. We're going to learn this later on. So the Gemara says, "Ela b'shosik stam." We must be talking about a case where he's silent, without specifying what his intent was. Meaning that the way the Ron explains it is that he decides that, he really has decided whether or not to be making the neder. Or he didn't decide what to do. He's just remaining silent without any specific intent because he himself wasn't sure. So that's going to be the halacha where it's too late. If it's already the next day, then the husband can no longer, the father, if that guy dies, we're no longer allowed to be matir the neder. Fine, the Gemara is another kasha to Rabbi Chanina. Meisi Rav Chista. Rav Chista is a kasha from the Braisa. Chumer behekim behefer. There is a chumra in confirming a neder over removing the neder. Uvehefer behekim, and similarly, there's a chumra in hafaras nedarim as opposed to confirming the neder. So one is more stronger and vice versa. So where's Chomer Behekim, that the halacha about Hekim is stronger. Turning on to the next time. But now, Shashtika Mikayemes. Because silence, being just quiet, is going to create the confirmation of the neder. He remains silent for the entire day. It's going to be confirmed. Ve'ein shtika mevatelas. However, being silent would not be able to mevate neder. So therefore, if you're silent, that would not show that you disapprove it, disapprove of the neder. Kiyem belibo kayem. If one confirmed a neder in his heart, it is going to be considered hakama. If the husband says in his heart, this neder should be hakama, it's going to be confirmed, and it's going to be hakama, even though he didn't actually say it verbally. So the Gemara says that, so if even can't believe a kayim, hefer believe a ena mufar, if one does hafara in his heart, then it would not be considered mufar. Kiyim ena yachol hefer. However, if you confirm it in your heart, you can no longer be mefer it and remove the neder. Hefer ena yachol kayim. If he removed it, he no longer can confirm it either. So what do we see though from the Mishnah though? Katani shashtika mekayemes. The Braisa tells us though that silence, being silent, is similar to confirming. Myla b'shosek amanamika. Can this also be referring to a case where you're silent in order to bother her and you want to distress her by keeping her silent and let her think that you're going to keep the neder? So over here, and we only have that day. Lo b'shosek amanas lekayim. So the Gemara says, no, it must be referring to a case where he's silent in order to confirm the neder immediately by confirming it in his heart. So where's Hainu Kiyam Belibo Kiyam? So that's already the case, that it's already confirmed when he was Mekayam Belibo. So the Gemara says, Ela B'Shosik Stam, referring to a case where he is quiet and he doesn't really know. That's the whole point we saw before, as the Ron explained. He's not sure if he wants to be Mekayam, and he's not sure if he wants to be meferet at that point. And then, in that case, you only have that very day. Okay, Mirz Hashem will pick up with Eshke Chomer Hekem Mehefer Menorim, Mirz Hashem, in tomorrow's daf.